I just told him that he, you know, she was kind of
needy.
Yeah, looking at it now, I can understand why she did what she did. She, you know, she saw her parents do the same thing, never attached to anybody, and then when it gets really rough, then she bails. And I think with Moco leaving, you know, he would have never left. And maybe she thought, well, if
I'm not going to hold him back.
Yeah. That's kind of what I want to believe, that, you know, if I break up with him, he'll go.
Otherwise, I get trapped here.
Yeah. You know, and then with the girl up there, yeah. Chelsea, she's, you know, wants a family and kids, and he's like, why? I want to be, you know,
why be able to
travel. Yeah, I want to travel, and I want to enjoy my life first, and I said, well, that tells you right there her aspirations aren't all that, you know, her ambitions are not that high, that, you know, to be somebody's mom. And it's like, no. And then the one, you know, in Aurora, she's, I think, got her own agenda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I think he knows that. I just don't want him settling for someone that, just because he's down there alone. That's my biggest fear.
You've told him that, though, didn't you?
Yes, I've told him. And he works all the time, and you know,
no woman's gonna want him working all the time.
And how do you meet women then? You know, you don't. And then he grabs onto this one because she's up here and she's familiar to him, and he came up here not just for my birthday, but to answer the questions that he already knew.
You mean he knew the answers to?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He didn't stop me when I called him on it.
No, he didn't.
You know, because it's like, you came up here to see what the possibility was. And to see, is it worth coming back for? But I told you, you're not coming back. There's, I mean, why?
He already said he wasn't coming back. So why would you change your mind?
And then he said he's not sure he wants to stay in Texas.
Well, that's fine. But do what you can right now. Where does he think he might want to go later?
He was thinking about Seattle.
Take a car ride out there sometime and visit.
That's what I told him. I said, you're going to have to see what it's like first.
Yeah, get acquainted with the weather. Take a couple of weeks.
You know, then I think all he went through, you know, to leave and everything.
He went through a lot.
I keep trying not to cry, but it just keeps coming out.
Did you bring the box?
What, a Kleenex?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I don't mind him being at the house. And then there were times where I was like, oh my God, you're such a slob. You're still a slob.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he does it on purpose.
What, to make you feel at home?
Yes, because I did all his laundry.
Oh, while he was there?
Yeah, and that's why he had that big blue laundry basket. He went and got all his clothes. His jeans and everything. And I said, it's all down in the dryer. I forgot to get it out, fold it. And then...
Yeah, I made him throw that coat in the car.
Yeah.
When he first got there, so it wouldn't be forgotten.
You know, it's all just fun, and then when you have to leave, then it's just...
hard.
Yeah. because I know it's a long drive, and I don't know why.
You're going to kind of worry about him until he gets home?
Well, I always worry about him, and just some days are better than others, that's all. I just try and push it out of my head so I don't think about it all the time. Kind of like with Justin. I try not to think about it. When they're little kids, you don't think about, you know.
When they're leaving?
Yeah.
What they're going to do when they get grown up?
Yeah, you think about it, but you never really think about, oh, when that day comes, and then they come to visit, and then they leave again. I mean, it was really nice for him to come for my birthday, but don't come no more.
He'll be back up for Christmas. Along with Justin and Elena.
I don't know if I can take it. Because all I kept thinking about, too, was, God, I need a drink. Ugh.